Yeah, what up, what up, what up? You know who it is, your boy Styles P, the Ghost, LOX, D-Block. Make sure you get the Presence album. Look out for the Lox album. Look out for Sheik's solo album. Look out for Kiss solo album. These are all coming out, man. Check us out at pharmacyforlife.com. That's pharmacy with an F. pharmacyforlife.com. Check us out at juicesforlife.com. And just check out the wife, Ajua Styles, book, The Ethereal Hike. And you know what? I want to give a shout out. Shout out to Uncle Rico. Shout out to Uncle Night Night. Shout out Uncle Fax. You are now listening to the Drunk Unk podcast. And this is your boy Style Speed of Ghost, LOX D Block. Yeah.
Hey, 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 look, get your ass the fuck up. You're now tuned with the Drunk Unks. So go and grab your cup, relax, and fill it up, sit back and drink it up. Cause my unks gon' turn it up. I'm with Uncle Night Night, Uncle Rico, and Uncle Fax. I be the lit nef, King Quaddy, I'm kicking fat. They put y'all on game and Quaddy's spitting the real podcast. With Master Pill, we just lit like that. I see you grooving, I see you moving. So have a seat and grab a drink and get into it. And if you ain't rocking with the unks, one thing I gotta say, y'all only get half a bar.
Count your fucking days.
You might not go look.
Say you are live.
We live with you, okay? There you go. You know what I'm gonna do?
Here, comes, here comes the test. The fuck? See that? Oh, there it is.
We are there.
Turn that real quick. Oh. Birthday to mom. Hey. Dude, he's looking at me like, whoop, whoop. Bucked up. Hey. Oh. Now, all these other groups popped up before the page. I don't like that. I need to sort my motherfucking shit. What's going on my page? What's going on, everybody? Yo, man, somebody just check in and say if you can hear us clear. Because we was having some technical difficulties.
A lot. I was struggling.
Thumbs up. Yeah. What's good? Something. Please.
Shout out to the fact check.
This guy.
Now, he did get his shit working, though.
Yeah, awesome.
And it was something simple.
Fuck you need, nigga.
Can you hear us? Patrick.
No, your name is Christian.
Yeah, I can hear
you. Okay. All right, cool. Hey, good brother, give me one of them cups over there, can you?
One moment.
My man. Oh. See, look at that black. Boop, boop. Fucked up. Hey, birthday, mom.
This is a bottle.
A bottle. Well, you know.
After the show.
You come to Lonnie's. I got one joint in the car.
Closed.
So everybody watching, I know you're tripping. Oh, what up, yo, TF?
Yes.
And this nigga just shouted out Leon. Fuck up, he on our shit. But, all right, TF, help me help you, nigga. All right. Like both are. But I get it. It's Wednesday. Usually hear from us on Friday.
Hump day.
But in the interest of fairness, when I say fairness, I'm talking about as it pertains to us. Hey, Trina, and as it pertains to us. So we know tomorrow is New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
So there was no way we were going to do a podcast come this Friday because we're probably going to be recovering from yesterday, tomorrow. Whatever.
I got what you said. I got
you. Know
I got
what I meant. You know what's happening. But, you know what I mean? But this will be our last podcast of 2020.
Of the year.
Okay, that makes you feel better. I like that. That's good. Subtle flex. I see it. I appreciate
shit
you.
Was good, bro.
But Uncle Rico is still Y'all hit Uncle Rico up if you want to know what's wrong with
him. Yeah, my boy needs some little, you know, a little couple perms.
This guy's got a laundry list of fucking problems right now. Like a whole laundry list. But so we're gonna do our wrap-up show here tonight on December 30th. Now, hopefully, in the next 24 motherfucking hours, don't nothing too crazy happen. But the way this year been set up, there's no guarantees.
A lot been going on though. A lot to talk about.
Oh, what up, Mika? What up, Paul? Okay, Paul, here you come with your shit already.
All right.
All right. So 2020, it was a little rough to really get some great drunk stories just because we didn't have a lot of options in 2020 while drinking. No, Mika, we are never bringing in the new year like we did that year.
Oh, see, don't bring that up. We're not allowed to talk about that. We had fun though.
For the most part.
Hard times, good times, you know, happens.
We built for it. But that being said, man, when we look back on this year, it's been a crazy year all the way around, man. These goddamn kids, they at home. They eat me out of house and home.
We're going to Don Julio today.
Nah, we just starting with that. Okay. Who knows where it's gonna go?
Yeah, it's gonna go somewhere. It's gonna go south no matter what.
But got a rant, good brother? Got your last rant of the year?
I don't got no rant, but I mean, like, I just need people to understand that, yo, just because we got a day and a half left, like, we still in this pandemic.
We still try to fake correct yourself.
We still part of this pandemic. That means that when the new year come in, we still got to deal with the same bullshit that we all started this year with. We all started. So, you know what I mean? We might as well, you know what I mean? Come together and, like, I mean, suck that shit up. Fuck it, yo. Ride this shit out, yo. We here, yo. 2021, baby. Don't forget my follow-up. Don't forget the follow-ups, man. Wakanda for life, man.
Oh, man.
We had a lot of bad follow-ups this year.
We starting out with tequila right now, brother. And then it's going to escalate probably to some cognac and who knows what else. But we did lose. We lost a lot of influential people this year.
Okay, my boy. Okay, he's doing something. The munchie spot.
Okay. I appreciate that. Might have to come slide.
Oh, private events. I like private events.
That's right down the street from the crib.
Ain't too much bullshit having private events. Not everybody welcome.
Stumbling distance. Right.
And we know the food will be available.
Right.
But yeah, man, we lost some really, like, you don't realize how iconic, I guess, or impactful people are until after you lose them, because sometimes you get an opportunity to really, you know, do some research on them that you probably wasn't going to do if they were still here. But my man, Ozone. Now his is, they're saying his is a COVID-related death. Oh, you was doing the little thing.
I was trying to do, John, pass on my back. There we go.
It's too late.
I was trying to be on my David Ruffin. I tried to do the whole thing. Like,
you blew it.
I had to warm up, bro. That kid is popping. Like, I gotta bring it to you.
Bro, you was in your 40s now. You be popping already when you wake up.
Right.
But, yeah, Ozone passed. They saying his is a COVID-related death. Mm-hmm. And the crazy part is he had just posted on his Instagram yesterday saying that, you know, because they told him he had to do 10 days of quarantine, and he was saying he was feeling a lot better. And then here we are the next day.
Well, y'all been a lot going on, because don't forget about the wildfires and shit that, like, came out of nowhere. California is burning like a motherfucker. Australia down, the land down under was burning like crazy. Like, there's been a lot going on this year, man. That's on top of COVID.
Burning like some herpes.
Whoa.
Not gonna bring up how my timeline was looking earlier.
The timeline was jumping.
But it was a lot going on today. Absolutely.
I mean, it's Wednesday. Nothing to do. It's nothing for everybody to do. All the gym, majority of the gyms closed. Bars closed at 10. Ooh. I mean,
that's a herpes.
What are we gonna do? But socialize.
What's y'all gram? The Instagram is Drunk Owns Podcast. Same as here, brother. Chadwick Boseman passed away. You seen, like, you seen the little kid have all his little Avenger toys lined up with Black Panther laying down, and then he was sitting there like this. That was some of the most, what? That was that was tugging on the heartstrings, something serious. We lost Kobe Bryant this year.
That was big. That was big, yo.
I think Kobe's death, I think anybody that dies in the NBA is really impactful, solely based on the fact, because when you see like NBA All-Star game or the NBA Finals, you always see older cats who played years and years ago still very much active and being ambassadors to the game. So to lose Kobe, two or three years right after his playing career, it was crazy. And for all the people who had things to say about Kobe when he was playing, he was alive, he really embraced that ambassador role as he got older, especially once he retired. And he helped out a lot of these younger players, you know, players you don't expect, like a Trae Young, mm-hmm. second year in the league or so. And, you know, you see those guys crying and the NBA canceling games. I don't think we've ever seen anything like that before.
That was a don't forget, all these moments is happening on top of the pandemic. Don't forget that.
Not to mention, coincidentally, or maybe it was God's plan, the Lakers end up winning the championship last year.
Let's not forget about the motherfucking fireworks that went off this year. Lots of them. Nobody wants to talk about that. This got to be the biggest year of fireworks ever. It got to be. It's not.
That's love, T.S. Appreciate that, brother.
Them stimmies, man.
Yeah. The fireworks.
What's up, bro?
Certain people's stimulus checks already hit.
I ain't get mine yet, and I ain't get the last one yet.
Good luck. Good luck. Yo, E, what's good, man? Savagery in session. I know me, myself, personally, this year, I experienced a great loss. And, you know, you just try to figure out ways how to keep dealing with it. All right, niggas, I'm getting choked up.
I know. Save me. Hey, yo, bro, you good? Because remember what I said? My motto.
Help me.
What's my motto, bro? Energy never dies.
Oh, yeah.
Energy never dies.
Yo. First of all, you can't say what's my motto because you got about like 17 of them things.
But no, let's get back to the fireworks, right? Listen, first of all, I love fireworks. You know what I mean? I ain't get the stimulus check that everybody got, whatever you had, but everybody was stacked up on fireworks. When I say that, listen, I was outside chilling every night. Fireworks going off all night long. A lot of people was complaining. Why are you mad? Nobody got hurt. People was having fun. There was nothing for us to do. We got a pandemic, a virus that's taking over the world. Why not let people have fun, man?
I think the problem was that they anticipated some fireworks in the summer, but when we got the motherfucking October, fireworks are still going on.
Yo, listen, hold on. Didn't people just got their stimulus check? So it's about to get popping again. Let's shit on fire. Woof.
I just seen the status set.
Word, man.
Already.
Let's get it popping. Why not, though?
But this nigga said fireworks. I had no idea he was literally talking about fireworks.
What? That shit was hard.
Oh, trust me. If Uncle Rico was here, Uncle Rico was the king of complaining about fireworks.
Why the fuck we not selling fireworks, though?
Don't start them at 12 o'clock.
Word. Yeah, that's what we said.
Start at the brick of dawn.
What?
Hey, man, listen.
6:30, it sounds like the 4th of July.
But why we not selling fireworks, though?
Y'all had a little.
Okay,
let's see what you got, man. This is your moment. Let's go. A public service announcement.
Shout out to everybody that got resolutions and shit.
Get the fuck out of here. Come on. All right, my bad. I apologize. I'm sorry.
As you were.
But don't wait till the new year to start your resolution.
Okay, that's okay. All right, I see where you're getting at.
Shut up.
Okay.
That's my purpose service.
That's it.
I thought you was going somewhere with it.
That's why
I'm not going to go too deep into that because everybody got their own thing going on. You know.
Now, first of all, me and motherfucking Title Head, we got into a little debate.
We got into a little debate and everything.
You know what I mean? We talk about the new year. He was saying about the new year and everything. I said, New Year's in March. You know what I mean? That's the new year.
That's where it started.
I think that's why people resolutions be failing. Because you starting too early, like the Nitros and Fast and the Furious, you hit it too early. You starting too early. It's really in March you're supposed to start, yo. That's the time of the season. The energy changing.
The energy is changing.
That's when you started. That's when you jump into your goals and you ride the motherfucking wave. You know what I mean? That's how you do it.
I just think he wanted you to start in March because he's an Aries. That's why you start in March.
Word, I agree. Fireworks doing a dance be tardy.
Whoa.
I mean, you could do that.
You definitely can't appreciate fireworks during the summer.
I'd rather them do them at 7, 8 o'clock than at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Listen,
it depends on. Oh my God!
I don't care about that.
It depends on what type of fireworks.
I mean, fires you got because first of all, everybody had big shit. This ain't no when we was growing up when we had the little firecrackers and shit, the little packs that light up. People had big shit. I'm talking about like the fucking fireworks that the ceremonies you go to and watch the fireworks with your family. People had that in their backyards. I mean, every other backyard had some big shit going up in the sky.
It was a competition.
Know somebody that spent $2,000?
I knew, and they had buy one get one free.
I knew cats. They was going up there, bro. I just dropped $1,000. What you giving me for free?
Right.
This might have been a good year to invest in fireworks.
That's what I was seeing.
It was also a good year to invest in hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
And last but not least, coming up strong in the fourth quarter, Twisted Tees could have been a great investment in this fourth quarter.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
You know what I mean?
Liquid God.
First of all, I got something to say. Let me say something for you, Night Night. Okay, we all from the hood. Matter of fact, we all from the same hood. Listen, I done seen motherfuckers get hit with 24-ounce cans before. I see motherfuckers get dropped with 24-ounce cans. I see motherfuckers get dropped with a 40. I see motherfuckers get dropped with a six-pack. But nothing was more impressive than that fucking Twisted Tea. The pop on that bitch. Not only was it the pop, because he told him he was going to smack him with it. And he said, smack me.
Nigga,
smack me. And the pop was the most beautiful sound I've ever heard in my life. It's the pop.
I give it 8 out of 10.
What?
I'm telling you.
Come on, John.
I'm telling you why I deducted 2 points. First point deduction came, you try to be cute and do the little flip. And that's what happened.
Execution point.
He did the flip. And then the bull tried to kick it. And then that's where he got in aggressive mode. Like, this nigga tried to kick
it. But it worked out perfectly. Because this mace still got smacked with the Twisted Tee. And my next point deduction is
the kick is what got him smacked.
Facts.
No, he's about to smack him anyway. He was contemplating.
Because if you flipping the can, that means I don't really know what your intent is. But once he seen that nigga try to kick the can, then he's like, oh, bitch, go time.
First of all, 2 days ago, I hit him up in his inbox.
He did do that.
He still ain't respond back yet. Because I said, listen, bro, I know you. People want to hear your side. I said, listen, bro, you got a nice platform where people can hear your side. You never hit me back.
I'm surprised. Of all the things, I've never seen you research something like that so quickly.
Hey, I found it, bro. I got questions too.
The fuck was you thinking?
Yo, but my thing is, this is why I'm mad at him. I'm like, yo, listen, bro, first of all, you saw the bull holding the can like he about to hit you. You had two Bud Lights that you could do damage with. You set them things down on the counter and said, smack me. What? Whose man is this?
You're like, he
ain't gonna do nothing. That's a good punch.
But anyway,
second point deduction. that hit was so flush he should have dropped. All he did was stun.
Then drop him on top of the Kool-Aid. Like, I mean, the coolers and shit.
He wasn't supposed to get up at all.
Well, first of all, I knew he was dazed because he got up like this. And he was ready to fight, but when it came time to kind of throw his punches, he had to turn his whole body to get one arm out.
But night, I seen people get hit, you know what I mean? And your reaction is to like start swinging. So he was really done. He was done.
No, Bull was choking him. He was like, okay.
He said, okay, nigga.
Well, the dude do get, actually, I give him a point back because he did all that and some slides.
I like the lady holding the camera. She said, you deserve that.
You deserve that, buddy.
Look, he about to hit him. Look, even before he hit him, remember she says, like, he about to hit him. He about to clock him.
I needed to see who that lady was because she sounded like a white lady.
She sounded like a white lady.
But she had black lady tendencies because her phone was already out recorded. Like, yeah. She knew something
she
good was coming.
She knew something was about to, because the way he was saying nigga. He started to say nigga. And he kept saying it, so she knew something bad was gonna happen. Shout out to lady, world star. You made the light skinned bull famous. You made Twisted T stock go up to the roof because everybody want Twisted T now. I came around
for safety.
Stay with that thing.
They do not do nothing for me. I gotta drink a whole 12 pack to get a buzz.
Regular size ones.
The little ones, the 12 pack. Yeah.
8 ounce can.
But Dice the one said you got to drink them fast to get a buzz. So I'm drinking them fast. Bang, 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 bang. Nothing happened. Yo. Nothing did happen. But when I hit that motherfucking that Henny with it, all hell broke loose. It was over there, yo.
It was the perfect combination.
Apples and
bananas. But yo, what's oh, shit.
Yo, L fucked me up.
Can you sing that song?
Singing that song.
Hey, yo, but listen. New Year's tomorrow. Listen, a lot of things close. You know, you can't really like dib and dabble or pick and choose what you want to do. How many think motherfuckers gonna go put the shoe on tomorrow? That's how bad this virus got shit fucked up. Is motherfuckers gonna put the button up on?
Nowhere to go.
That's what I'm saying. Nowhere to go.
Still hoodies and masks.
Anybody that's watching the show right now, if you know something that knows something or know somebody that knows something, hit us up. Put it in the thing.
We did just get an invite.
We got an invite. Okay, the bull on Pensacola and Munchies.
Stu Beanies.
And Stu Beanies having some too. It's like you got paid.
All this stuff is private.
Like, but it's private. It's private stuff.
You gotta know.
You can't just show up.
Don't show up.
Don't. You gonna fuck it up with everybody.
Don't get your 2021 started off rough.
Yeah, but like, let's get in touch with Stu Beanies. Like,
Listen, man.
Ebro.
I encourage most of y'all, right? Most of y'all need to stay your asses home, man. Like, so, because y'all know what New Year's Eve is, when niggas is at their height of stupidity for some reason. I don't understand why, because technically the new year doesn't start till March. So it's not like the moon is shining at a different angle or something. But New Year's Eve tends to bring out the street, ignorant, stupid ass niggas. It's like, okay, I've been dealing with shit all year and now I'm going into the new year. I'm gonna whoop somebody's ass. Now you got a fresh case. Ain't nothing work. Ain't yo, I've been there. That first court date of the new year is always ridiculous.
Tell me this, Nate. Like, is it true that whatever you do bringing the New Year's in, you'll be doing the rest of the year? That's why people used to say to me.
I don't know.
So if you had a good time, you'll be having a good time all year. If you get your ass whooped on New Year's, you was your ass whooped all year. If you fuck it,
you mean the whole thing,
bring
it in.
Bring it in. It's called bring it in. When the ball drops. So
that's your move tomorrow?
That's your move tomorrow?
You're going to kiss your kids. Kiss your kids. And then after.
I'll let you know.
11:59. I love y'all, man. Boom, 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 man. We did it. We made it to a new year. 12 o'clock here. Oh, the ball dropped.
So
y'all niggas be safe.
So ladies, here's the tip of the year. If you want your man to be around you the rest of the year, be close to him before the ball drop at 12. Mm. Boom. Tip of the year. Thank me later. Wakanda forever.
Make it happen.
Yeah, I ain't saying you got to spend the night with him. That's be buying when that ball drop. When that 12 o'clock come. I don't know if that shit true, but I used to hear older people say that. Whatever you do, that's why a lot of people go to church. They think they gonna get all their sins gonna wash away because they was in church on New Year's. They ain't go to church all year, but they in church on New Year's.
Starting fresh, spring cleaning your soul.
Yeah, I mean it might be true. I don't know. Who am I?
In any event, man, whatever y'all doing tomorrow, man, make sure y'all be safe all the way around.
The boys gonna be out.
The cops do be out in a most aggressive fashion.
Yo, don't forget the peanuts, right? The high power cheap cologne. Don't get no regular cologne like that you've been wearing. You need cheap cologne. Cheap cologne over fucking powers everything. Put a lot of it on too. When the cops stop you, I'm spraying everything. Everything getting sprayed. He gonna smell everything but alcohol. I'll
be like, sir, you smell like peanuts, potpourri. You got it. Why the fuck do you have a new car scent air freshener around your neck like a necklace? Hey, wait, man. You got two Black Ice air fresheners on your hips?
Yo, word. Why not, yo? Come on, man. They gonna be out tomorrow. And because they know everybody drinks on New Year's, man. It's like it's the most drink celebrated year other than St. Patrick's Day.
Man,
it's close to it. It's close to it.
It's Cinco de Mayo. This shit for us every Taco Tuesday.
Facts.
Taco Tuesdays.
Mine. Nah, that's completely accurate. But definitely, y'all be safe, man. Take care of yourselves. Listen, if you don't do nothing else for 2021, just make better decisions than you made in 2020. Pretty simple.
Hey, yo,
be sharper next year than you were this year. And I'm not going front and act like I did everything right this year, but god damn it.
And we gotta start sticking together, man, on social media, man.
On everything.
What I'm trying to say is social media, we more connected. I got a lot of friends I never see in a day of my life on my Facebook page, man. And we share good motherfucking conversations together all the time. What I'm trying to say is now that since we share debates together, conversations, we gotta start sticking together. If somebody do some fucked up shit on Facebook, man, everybody can't wake up and clown them and shit and making me laugh and making me talk, man. Y'all can't be doing that shit, man. Like, it's mistakes being made on social media, man. I made a couple of them, but not like today.
Whoa.
That was different. We can't do this as a unit. We together with this shit, man. This is all we got right now. We can't be fucking 6 feet around each other. We can't come at each other, gather the houses, house parties, and nothing.
What happened?
No, see, bro, I ain't going to go on this detail, bro. It's 26 minutes in. About 40 minutes in.
Wait until we an hour in and we shut this bitch down. Yeah.
I don't do social media.
Cool.
Stay like that. Yeah, so you missed a lot.
Trying to figure it out.
Well, okay. You
ain't missed nothing if you ain't
seen it. Listen, bro. Shout out to all the people that passed away. 2020, man.
Don't laugh at that. Laugh at how I changed the subject.
I had to, man. Shout out to all the people that passed away because when celebrities die or somebody like a big star, like he said, no disrespect to Kobe Bryant or anything, but we give too much energy to people that we never met before, people that never like was around our family, never raised up with us and everything. And we give less energy to the people that we know that we grew up around and everything. I think that gotta change. We gotta give more energy to the people, our fallen ones around our neighborhoods and our communities and everything. That's me personally. Y'all don't gotta do it. I just said that's me personally. Whoever with it, with it. Whoever not, hey, move on.
The ones still standing too.
Hmm?
One still standing,
too. But yeah, bro, I ain't tired. I ain't going nowhere no time soon.
Say that. Man, do yourselves a favor, period, man. If you love somebody, tell them.
Word.
Show them.
Hug
them. Appreciate them.
Word.
Appreciate them. If this year ain't did nothing, it should tell you appreciate the ones that you still got.
Thanks.
Let go of the petty shit. Be bigger. Be bigger than the bullshit that's around you. And, you know what I mean? Move in a better, like I said, just be better and make it simple. Just be better than what you were this year, next year. You know the good you did, you know the bad you did. And you know there's room for improvement on all fronts. That's the present company included.
Yeah, I gotta do better too. I gotta stop beating people. Not
What else happened this year? We found out what WAP was this year. WAP.
But listen, hold on.
Some of us knew what it was. We just didn't know there was an acronym for it.
I ain't know what it was. I ain't gonna play like I knew what WAP was. But when I saw the video, I kind of understood.
You knew what it was. You just had never known there was a title attached to an acronym. Okay. You had experienced it before.
Okay. So people playing with the words and everything. Okay.
Wordplay.
That's what's everything.
Wordplay.
But listen, if you don't know what it is and you have no clue, just watch the video. Just take your time too. If you gotta rewind it, pause it, do that. Do it. Thank me later. Pause.
What else did we get? Pause. You know what else we got this year?
What's that?
You know what else we got this year that really made an impact on everybody as a whole? We got the versus battles.
Clap it up for the versus battle. I think that brought a lot of us together. A lot of people together. See, I'll pause you for a second. When I say bring us together, like when I say energy can be negative and positive, but it's still energy. So when John said the versus battle, I seen so many conversations about different artists, different past stuff, different like things that happened back in the day that everybody was relating to. To me, that's energy.
I was like, give me another 2 seconds. Like, oh, now you want to shut it down, motherfucker. But yeah, the versus battles came out this year. That was major. It really was something. You know what else happened this year that, you know, we got the pleasure of seeing? Pass the mic.
Oh, that bastard.
DJ Cassidy.
That passed the mic.
DJ Cassidy.
DJ Cassidy passed the mic. That was awesome this year.
That was dope.
Quarantine changed the game.
It did.
A lot of stuff that's virtual now. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm getting to, bro. That's social. Like, that's why I'm saying that social media
right,
stuff.
Right, yo, on everything. And it's all right.
You know what else could have been a great investment this year?
DoorDash.
Uber Eats.
Instacart.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like those things, those companies probably had record numbers, the likes of which they weren't even ready for.
Are we going to do the alcohol dash?
Walmart.
We're not going to do that on camera. That's what we're not going to do. We can talk about it. But there's ways that can be done.
It's definitely around.
My bad.
Shout out to the homie DJ Cassidy. Gave us Cass the mic. We saw a lot of artists that we hadn't seen for some time. I'm not going to lie. For the most part, about 95% of everybody's background during Pass the Mic was pretty good. And then there was a couple where I was like, oh man, the year's been rough to you. But hey, people still love your music. So, you know, it's all good.
Suspect in the background.
Your background to tell me what you had going on.
Hey yo,
what's going on in some of the backgrounds?
Which version was that DJ passed the mic with the R&B shit when it was like Keith Sweat and it was like everybody?
I think that was Volume 3.
Volume 3. That shit is great. If you never heard it,
go to Google
it, look it up, YouTube it, do what you gotta do.
Now
Volume 3 different.
Volume 3 was different. I'm not gonna say
Volume 3 was the best, but I think Volume 3 was the best for us in our demographic.
Yeah, it was our core.
Our age group, I feel like that was probably as good as it was going to get.
Bro, I was thinking of shit back in the day. Like, yo, because everybody know that every song got meaning behind it. Like, when you hear the song, you think of a moment.
Yo.
And you pinpoint that moment to that song.
Music has a natural way of sparking nostalgia. You'll remember where you were when you first heard a song. Some of the feelings, if you really in tune, you remember some of the smells in the air.
Whoa.
With the
whoa.
All of them. Hey.
Man,
they gotta remember. It depends on the type of memory.
Whoa. Not if every girl in school had the same body spray from motherfucking Walmart.
Well, first of all, if you hear Beanie Man, the girls, them sugar, and the first thing that came to your mind was cucumber melon, shit.
Now you gotta go fix love spell.
Love spell. Oh,
but yeah, them songs were like great back then, man. Great. Not knocking this future stuff. And I'm not talking about Future. I said Future. Trying to clear the air.
Right.
Okay. Y'all got quiet like I was talking about Future or something. No. I wasn't talking about Future, yo.
For what you say? That nigga know the future. Mask on. Mask on.
Say it's gonna be swimming. It's gonna be a popper when it come out.
Huh?
But yeah, who was the who had the best verses y'all saw this year?
There was some good ones.
Since I drink alcohol, I gotta go with my boy Kiss.
The nigga started releasing clothes.
First of all,
after the verse.
A lot of people don't understand, right? You got okay, Tipsy. You got Intoxicated, Drunk, and you got Fucked Up.
And then there's Kiss, Jada Drunk.
Kiss was stuck at Intoxicated, and he never went up and never went down. He stayed plateaued. And bro, a lot of people can't do that while he's still drinking. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference. You gotta watch it, bro. He was in his own world, bro. And he was lit. He stole the show from Fab. He stole the show from Fab. Fab was looking at him like, damn, nigga, my high. You drunk. Like, bro, we can't chill.
That was the biggest argument. It was like, niggas who smoke, niggas who.
Cause yo, Fab sitting there like this.
Yo, I seen that.
And Kiss up there,
that's a nigga that do both though. So you know what I mean?
Kiss up there dancing with the whole world.
Yeah, Kiss up here like.
And bro, to me that was my.
I knew Kiss was drunk when Fab was playing Into You. Mm. I'm so into you, really like. So look.
Oh, my boy, Kiss was, come on,
Kiss,
bro.
Kiss was like this. Kiss was like this. He was like, nigga, I'm telling you, when I get married, nigga, I need you to play that shit at my wedding. Do that shit at
Earl,
my wedding. When I seen like, that shit, I was like, yeah, he's in a good place.
He was talking about marriage, bro.
Who else had a nice little Rick Ross getting a massage?
Rick Ross getting a massage. Rick my boy brought the strippers out, though.
2 Chainz brought the strippers out.
Rick Ross on that, yeah.
We saw the verses really be designated for what it was. We seen 2 cats who had real beef with one
real
another.
Beef.
Gucci and Jeezy. I think my favorite though.
Shout out to E-40 and them.
It was good for one nigga in here.
I ain't knocking it, I'm just saying, shout out to
Babyface and Teddy Riley.
Ooh.
They shut Instagram down. Versus had to retool their formula based off of that battle. Yeah. Instagram had to retool their algorithm. You know what I'm saying,
bro? We gotta say
the algorithm.
Still can't say. And too short, TS.
You know what I mean? But they really.
Shout out to the day, man.
After the Keith Sweat and Teddy Riley, you know, Timberland and Swiss Beats, they redid it then too. They started sending like, cause you remember initially, you know, Teddy couldn't get his shit together.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time it was supposed to happen, it didn't happen. And it came through a couple days later. They clowned Teddy real hard on the internet.
He was doing the move.
He was. But
definitely
shit, if I'm going against Babyface, shit, I want to make sure my motherfucking T's is crossed and I's is dotted.
First off, I was with Teddy. Because he looked like my boy Squirm. Word is bum. So I was with Squirm. Squirm bust baby face ass. Period. But yeah. Don't Squirm like baby face up. I mean Teddy Riley.
Yeah. Well, I don't exactly know who's older.
Right.
But
yeah, I don't know who's older. Yeah, I don't know who's older.
Them niggas fuck around, went to school together.
Yeah,
but Squirm, because you know Squirm always had a lot of New York ties. Teddy is a Harlem nigga, but
so they might be mom.
They damn sure look alike. They not the same person
because Teddy can't ball like Squirm, and I never seen Squirm
Teddy don't look like he can ball.
I never seen Spurs with a high
Teddy don't look like he can ball. Now, granted, listen. There are rules, like any nigga that play basketball, right? There are exceptions to this rule. You might see a nigga who don't look like he can ball and he can surprise you. But 9 times out of 10, when you go into the gym, you can start recognizing
who can ball. Yeah, I'm with that. Yeah.
The way they shoot, they jumper, the way they doing layups, the way they dribbling. Exactly. But Teddy does not strike me as a, I'm going to cross you up at any given moment. Teddy strikes me as the, all right, nigga, we about to have the littest halftime show ever.
Hey, John, neither did Prince, but you know that turned into
a... No, but see, there was... Prince, if you look at Prince when Prince was playing ball, he looked like a baller. Now, if you look at Prince when Prince was an artist, hell no. Even though you could assume just how Prince carried himself, he couldn't ball. Any nigga that challenged you to play basketball, he can play. Or he believed he
First
could play.
First of all, that night, everybody that dressed in the 80s looked like they can't ball.
Facts.
Yeah. All of them look like they can't ball.
Did you just hear what I said?
I heard
I was bro,
right.
I'm talking about
when a nigga, if a nigga tell you right now, bro, check up. Wearing some shit like that. If a nigga tell, if Prince say, check up, let's play right now.
I'm like, check up what, bro? Calm down. What you talking about? Check up what, bro?
You got relax. Prince has some of the baddest bitches on the planet.
I never, bro. I'm not.
Prince has some of the baddest bitches on the planet.
We was talking.
You
used about looks, bro. You started conversation about looks.
But you're not staying with me.
No. I cleared you up. He said, check up. I'm like, what? Really? I would do that with everybody.
The first thing I said was this, though, right? If a nigga that you think can't ball, say, come on, let's play right now. Check rock.
I'm taking a rock.
If a nigga say like that, you're like,
I'm checking really? A rock.
I'm like, really?
But 9 times out of 10, the nigga who's going to challenge you, he ready to play.
I'm checking
it's the
rock.
Same, it's the same thing when a nigga see you and he like, nigga, square up. Let's get right.
So you trying to back Prince down and take him to the post up?
Yo, you
got to
relax.
I'm actually. you got Prince 5 bucks. What you put out? That's common sense, right?
Bro, say sorry.
Sorry to who?
Him.
Why?
Because you did it.
What I do?
You know what you did. Take a drink and be quiet.
And you go back in there.
Unplugging mics right about now.
No. I don't know. You're like a post player. See, we talk about sizing people up, bro. You like 6'3"?
Bro.
You 6'? Prince 5'6"? Prince 5'6"?
Oh, so you're height.
Yeah. I'm just saying, but that motherfucker like 105 pounds though.
In any event, right? In any event.
I'm just saying.
Right?
You ain't guarding
more. Imagine you at studio.
Right now?
Imagine you at the club and a nigga say, yo, we about to go back to my crib. Y'all more than welcome to come. Let's play some ball. Let's play some basketball.
And I'm cooking flapjacks. No, nigga, you gotta say it right. Pancakes, nigga.
He said pancakes. That's a pancake, same thing, right?
Flapjack, pancake.
Yeah, same thing.
Tomato, tomato.
Country motherfuckers.
Fuck you. Camden?
Right.
Finest.
Shout out to Camden. What's this nigga?
Yeah.
Yeah, you right.
Yeah, there we go. How you doing, Leon? How you doing?
That's how Kiss used to do beans. Kiss be like, Philly, I love you. Fuck you. But yo, man, like, I mean, what else? What else did we get this year? Man, first of all, you know what else was good and would have been a good investment? Motherfucking Wi-Fi internet services, because them shits went through the roof this year.
How about Zoom?
Zoom, Skype,
ooh, all of those.
Shit. Headsets that you can wear at home. All them call centers, niggas. But we gonna reroute that shit to your crib.
Shout out to Amazon, man. They went to work this year too.
Them niggas. It's never a bad time to invest in them.
Or
they ain't top out yet.
Nah, yo, I don't think Amazon's gonna reach their peak for.
Wow.
I think Amazon. I really think Amazon's just gonna be.
I think they're the
cornerstone for fucking regular society at one point, because Jeff Bezos is aggressive. If he sees something, he thinks it's gonna work. He going straight at it. I don't give a fuck how.
But I think
let the other business pay for this one.
I think Amazon the change of power though. It's a change of like
changing
of the
cards.
Change of everything. Huh?
UPS,
but would it have been? I think
you remember. Well, first of all, you got firsthand knowledge, but you remember UPS, FedEx, UPS, FedEx, the Postal Service, nobody delivered on Sundays. Amazon was the first one. Now you can get your shit on Sunday.
It's so crazy that y'all compare Amazon to UPS, FedEx. Why would the United States?
Because they parcel and delivery services.
They not a parcel and delivery.
Why motherfucker, why United Parcel Service. That's UPS. Just mind you, I got a little insider information.
Excuse me, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about USPS, United States.
Amazon, you can't get your package sent through them. They do their own package.
If you buy it from there, it was coming from
you can't pick this up and send it through Amazon.
But bro, listen, no. I understand what he's saying. No, I understand what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because
so it's like, crazy you compare them.
When you get this shit sent back, Amazon, UPS, or FedEx will come get it.
You're right.
Come get your shit.
Amazon won't pick your shit up.
Yeah, they won't drop it off.
They'll
drop
it off,
but they'll
definitely make sure you get your shit.
They will make sure you get your shit. I mean,
Amazon is so
FedEx.
Yeah, because the federal government ain't going out, never going out of business. So we,
I think if these other companies are smart, they will start following that Amazon blueprint now. Because a company like FedEx and UPS, right? They're just built on traditions. So they've been here 100 years, so they're like, this way it works. But no, you guys were the only ones doing it. So you had no real
competition.
Sustained
competition.
So now, I said, when you turn around, you introduce the notion of Amazon will deliver to you on a Sunday. That means nobody else is doing that shit.
They deliver to your ass within 10 hours.
But exactly. So now, right? But you know what I'm saying? Now all it takes, and this nigga can attest to this, is one person to say, why not? Why can't we do it? What is there keeping us from doing this?
Right.
Well, it's not common practice for them.
Right.
We can make it common practice for us. Why can't we do it? Right. Give me something legally that says we can't do it.
Amazon will never overtake the U.S. Postal though. Because the federal mail means certified letter, right? Amazon delivery guy is not delivering a certified letter to John.
Yeah,
he's not gonna do it. No, you gotta do it. I'm talking about like some shit where you gotta get subpoena and all that shit like that.
I'm tough. The government is real tricky. They'll be like, well.
But the fucked up thing is, the
difference is with Amazon is you buy the product from Amazon and they're still delivering. The thing with everybody else is you're buying the product from somebody else
and they're delivering. They got advantage.
And that's what I mean when
they got advantage.
That's why it's crazy that y'all compare them. You feel me?
Huh?
That's what I mean when I say it's crazy that y'all compare them.
You have to look at it like this, right? One thing's for sure, two things are certain, right? The easiest way to compare them is because they're all delivery and courier services.
Right.
They aren't.
Okay,
the only one that isn't a standard delivery service is the mail.
No, because Amazon is a warehouse that you're buying from.
See, you get your mail every day except for holidays.
Right.
And Sundays.
Right.
And Sundays.
No, right.
You get your mail every day. No, bro.
Now listen. The USPS delivers mail on Sundays now. That's the sad part about it. I don't want to cut you off, but
shout out to when I was driving my Amazon van and shit, I was doing about like 60 because we drive fast. Everybody be clowning this or saying, why the fuck we drive so fast?
What'd you say us for? You ain't with the
more. Listen, bro. Like, we got to do it one more time. They paid my bills for a while. Right. So, nigga, what you talking about?
And then when your motherfucking hernia said, nigga, I need a break, they was looking at you like, well, when you coming back? So they didn't value you. You valued them.
I mean, we were saying to me, well.
Anyway, that ain't
tomato. I made a legal U-turn in the street and everything. Police officer from motherfucking Deborah Township was sitting right there.
Oh, he
saw me and gave me a salute. And I kept it moving, pushing the shit.
That's because one of your coworkers just brought him his new phone.
Yeah, because everybody, with this COVID shit, everybody was delivering using Amazon. Especially, they really, really, really blew with this COVID shit. Now, what I'm trying to say, everybody was using them.
Who wasn't delivering? Amazon wasn't delivering
you
during COVID?
You wasn't delivering using Amazon. Amazon was delivering using Amazon.
That's what I mean when I said.
See, yeah, y'all some make shit that make me something, make a nigga want to chop you in the throat.
Go ahead. But yo, what I'm saying is, yo, when I say it's crazy y'all compare him to a UPS, because UPS, you could take this bottle and send it to California.
Okay, yeah.
You can't take a bottle to Amazon. You can't take this bottle to Amazon and send it to Nevada. You got to buy it from Amazon.
Bro, that's what they take it, but now, they slowly take it over that market, though.
Hold on. Now, what I mean by when I say that, they taking over that market. They cornering the whole
chain.
Yeah. From the top to the bottom.
5 more years, I give them. They got it.
From the top to the bottom. They're going to be making the stuff.
They All you got to do is rewind this. I just said in 10 years from now, they're going to be the cornerstone for everybody's motherfucking business model.
Right. Period.
And you're saying, you can go to a UPS store and send something through UPS, right? There is no Amazon retail store. However,
They got them now.
Y'all focusing on the wrong part. My whole thing about it is this, right? But you can't go on a UPS website, get the product that you're looking for, and get it shipped wherever you want to ship. You have to already ascertain the product, and then go to UPS or FedEx, and then say, take this where I want it to go. Right. Same thing with the post office. I can go there, pay for a box to put something in, for the postage, and then tell them to take it there, and I have no guarantee when it's done.
I agree, but I need you to not look at it as I need to go and ascertain something, because I can make something right here. I can write a letter. You know what I'm saying?
You have to write the letter. So now you have to create
Amazon. You know what I'm saying?
You can't order nothing from UPS.
Nothing.
You're paying for a service. That's why it's United Parcel Service.
Amazon is still like one of the top delivery person, and they using other UPS as they gophers too.
I agree.
UPS and FedEx use each other too.
Yeah, because if I don't feel like delivering to this area, you going to go for me.
Word.
And we're going to subcontract out for you.
Why not?
I mean,
all I'm saying,
watch 5 years from now, yo.
Every year, who's the richest man
in America right now? Amazon, bro, that shit came fast, though. Think about it. Warren Buffett, he passed the other bull. What's the other bull?
Gates
and Warren Buffett like nothing.
But that was fast too, bro. It was fast, but you know why it was fast? You know why it was fast? Yeah. Because it was an aggressive approach, and it was you sitting there saying that, yo, why can't we do this? And when you have these boards and you have these meetings with all these motherfuckers, that's what you're really looking for. You're like, yo, how can we do something that everybody else is not doing?
Deliver on Sundays.
And it starts with something like deliver on Sundays. Then it turns into this, right? Like, okay, we're gonna build our warehouses
locally.
We're gonna build our warehouses locally. So like with UPS, for example, right? There's a hub in Philadelphia. There are UPS warehouses around, but the hub is in Philadelphia. So if you need to make sure something is guaranteed to get on a plane to go to the West Coast, you have to get it to the hub ASAP.
Right.
Then that requires a different type of label, a different type of charge. You know what I mean? Boom, boom, boom.
Amazon
has created, even in, if you go back 5 years ago, right? I won't even say 5 years. I say you go back like 3 years ago, right? When Amazon introduced Amazon Prime, whatever you order was going to be to you in 48 hours.
That shit changed the game.
Nobody did that.
That shit changed the game, bro. It
did. Like you could go to the post office and get next day service and pay out the ass. Amazon gave you a flat offer, like boom, you spend this, and all this year, everything comes in 2 days.
And we're gonna give you 2 days, this, and this.
I'm gonna guarantee you it's gonna be there in 2 days. I'm gonna issue you tracking. You're gonna be able to track your package everywhere you go. You're gonna get every step of the process. Now all of them is doing that, right? But when Amazon introduced Prime, where it's like, damn, all I gotta do is pay this. And I'm guaranteed, like you think about all the times when you would order something before previously, and it might be like 7 to 14 days. I don't know when it's gonna show up, but it's supposed to be here by this date.
So we gotta find something to take that shit and call it hood approach or something.
Not a hood approach. You take that business model and then you find a service that is needed right here.
You make it faster than what the competition is already.
You know what I'm saying? Because the crazy part about it like this, even though FedEx and the post office and UPS, even though they didn't deliver on Sundays at one point, they still have people working on Sundays. So you turn around, we doing all this for what?
I think it's against the law for the federal to work on Sundays.
No way.
For the mailman to deliver on Sundays?
You're talking about warehouse.
Okay, I'm talking about
you go to a regular post office, right? The only people not working on the Sundays is the clerks,
right?
And the carriers,
right?
But the people who in the back sorting, they still got to work Sunday. So then that way, when the guy comes in on Monday,
But what I'm trying to say is, bro, this is the up top that chain a reaction, meaning that we never delivered on Sunday. That's what I'm trying to say.
You might not never delivered, but you still had to do steps of the process.
I didn't say there's no mail since I was a little kid. I still remember to this day.
But on Monday, it's not about everybody's mailbox, but they do. So they're picking and choosing.
So you gotta be one of them blue collar people.
USPS delivers on Sundays. You ain't never noticed y'all ride through the hood and see not across the service.
I said that shit a couple months ago. I'm like, what is the mailman doing here on Sunday? Well, he wasn't out here. He was riding bags. I said, what the fuck you doing riding? First of all, I'm black. You know, the first thing I said, he done stole that truck, yo. He done took the fucking truck. My whole life, I never seen a mail truck on Sunday riding around.
Fuck your life up when you see it now. And I seen him. I was like, yo, he stole that truck.
Well, it was really bad if you seen a black person drive.
I couldn't tell, Johnny. If it was white,
you could be like,
I'll check
the newspaper, see if something comes out saying somebody robbed them.
I never got no email or nothing like that. And this is my thing too. Since we talk about this COVID, this like emergency situation that's been going on. I'm still baffled about nobody is never questioning why, right? That you got a phone that's not working and then they can shoot a text message through, right? Even though the phone was sitting for like 5 years. My phone rang, I don't know why it was still charged, because it was a flip phone, I guess. So the battery life is like
forever.
But like, yo, this phone had been on years and that shit went off with alert. I was scared. I was like, when I say I was terrified.
They coming to get me.
No, that's scary. Like, but nobody not talking about that. Yo, how is that shit still going through?
But my thing is,
that means if they can connect through every phone, imagine how they connect them through the phone you on that's turned on.
Hey, Lonnie,
you already know.
Hold on a second, Ken.
If we sit right here right now, right, and we all sitting here, we all got our phones in our hand, and this nigga be like, yo, I love lemon crusted salmon. And then all of a sudden, lemon crusted salmon is on his motherfucking Facebook timeline. It's on his Google homepage. It's an ad on ESPN.com.
When I mentioned that shit, motherfucker, one of the first thing motherfucker said, that's some conspiracy shit. I'm like, what the fuck you mean some conspiracy shit?
All it takes is one nigga to say, why not? So like, it's one nigga who's listening, like, why can't we put that shit on? He talking about it. It's easy money. Matter of fact, I'm gonna call these companies and be like, yo, you got lemon crusted salmon? I'm about to put this nigga, I'm about to put it on everybody who I hear talk about it.
But y'all missing it, bro. But y'all missing it.
Talking to you.
Huh?
He's still stuck on liver.
He talking to you.
I'm making a point, and y'all talk about the living present tense.
I was using that as an example.
You gonna run with it, like?
That nigga get hungry.
Yo, the point I was making is that, bro, that's scary. It's scary because we're not looking at it right now. But when you sit back and look at it from a view, like, wait a minute, you got access to where I'm at all times with a signal, a simple touch of a signal that goes out to everybody.
What Michael Jackson said? They can hear you when you're not at home, nigga.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. That's scary. But we'll talk about everything else. We'll talk about herpes. We'll talk about motherfucking all this other bullshit, but we won't talk about the real shit. Y'all call me. Y'all call me conspiracy theorists and everything, but when motherfuckers talk about herpes and saying there's no cure, there's a cure for herpes for anybody that need it, like inbox me and shit. I'll point you in the right direction. That's facts, too. Like, you know what I mean? I drop facts, man.
It's a don't cure mind me it. Looking at this because I know somebody's going to. Don't mind
no,
me.
No, but I'm dead serious, though. I'm serious, though. Like, I'm not playing no games. There's a cure for it. Dick Gregory been talking about this shit. Dr. Africa, Dr. CB. It been a cure for herpes. I'm just saying. Everybody made a big thing about it because they said that it's the everlasting, the song that never ends. That shit ends. Whenever you get right with yourself, that shit can end. I'm just saying, I know people that know people. I'm telling you, I know people that know people. Call me facts for nothing.
Well, we had
what's up, bro?
What you hold on? What did you held on speaking on earlier in the show?
What you mean?
You said talk
just to remind this nigga. Don't talk code, just say it.
About 40, you said, I don't want to talk about it right now.
About the social media?
Yeah.
Yeah, the social media, like everybody was on the herpes thing today, the herpes train. I ain't saying no name.
I told you we're not talking about that shit on air, nigga. I told you, nigga. I told you. I'm putting this lemon crusted salmon right on your motherfucking head, nigga. Keep playing with me.
But nah, it was just a discussion. It was a discussion about everyday life. But I call stuff everyday life, meaning that, yo, like a lot of people, majority of people, I'm going to say majority of people, because people could say they don't. Majority of people that were sexually active since they was young had an STD before, right? And a lot of people don't talk about it. But listen, the doctor told us that herpes, when we was in school, that was one of the Batman and Robin drugs. We call them the Batman and Robin diseases, meaning that they're incurable. You know what I mean? So people
I need to go back to that now. What? Why is it Batman and Robin?
Because Batman is AIDS. Batman is AIDS. Robin was herpes. That the two uncurable. We put the names on them. Right. They were the two curable. I mean, uncurable disease that you get. They do sexual transmitted disease. You know what I mean? Batman and a Robin. Right. But so now are people saying that these people got herpes or anything? It's the end of the world. Oh my God! No, that shit can be cured easy. But the doctor said, guess what? The doctor said it can't be cured. But you got all the great minds, like Dr. Africa, Sabi, Dick Gregory, all said they could cure that shit easy. I'm just saying, I'm just giving, like, listen, it's what I do. I know I drop information, You think that's what I'm saying? Sabi Ben said it. First of all, AIDS away, that he was the trial with AIDS.
That was one of his biggest court cases. That was the one he won.
It's empty, bro.
Dick Gregory actually.
Yo, I thought we better than the doctor, though.
Wasn't bullshit. They told you it was the truth.
Hey, bro. All right, you said a doctor. You said you fuck with a doctor. That's one of our people now, right? All right, you said you fuck with a doctor. Right? No, you said a doctor, right? What makes him different from a doctor, though? I'm asking you, bro. You said I don't fuck with him as a doctor, right?
His focus wasn't on medicine.
Who are you talking about?
Okay, so my thing is.
Wait, who's he talking about?
No, he's saying
I fuck with Dick Gregory.
He said
Dick Gregory hasn't speaking the truth.
You said you don't fuck with Dick Gregory as a doctor. All right. Technically, he wasn't a doctor, but he wasn't scared. But he wasn't scared to get information.
That's why I was asking. So what makes if Dick Gregory, Dr. Sabi, all of them talks about Dr. Africa said that they can cure stuff that the hospital can't. Doctors in the hospital, all of them fucking said they can't cure herpes.
Agreed.
But they said it could cure. No, I'm just saying. It takes
one person to say why.
I'm just saying it.
What I'm saying is, I fuck with Dick Gregory.
Okay.
Fuck with him heavy.
And he said,
but if Dr. Sebi disagreed with Dick Gregory, hypothetically, I will go with Dr. Sebi.
Why you say that?
Because what he's his.
So you're saying if they were talking about something in terms of medical,
of what?
No, like medically.
That's it.
Okay, okay. I'm gonna tell you why Dick Gregory had an advantage, right? Dick Gregory was like a millionaire and he paid for his information. Because you know, information, high tech information from the government, all that, you gotta pay for it. You can't find that in the library. And he paid for it. That's when I knew that breast milk was the most potent formula on the earth, period.
For a human being.
The tape. But they never offer breast milk to a grown adult. Why is that?
So you telling me you got some breast milk in the fridge right now? What? I mean, breast milk Honey Nut Cheerios, nigga.
That shit probably banging, yo. You like, din 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 din. Strong as a motherfucker.
Like, nigga, I ate my Wheaties with some breast milk. Why that nigga so sturdy?
Breast milk
and Honey Bunches of Oats, nigga.
Oh shit!
Hey, yo, that nigga started.
Yeah, he started. Dick Gregory said he paid all that money to get information to find out the true source of what's the greatest liquid on this earth right now, and breast milk was the number one.
Hey, Leon, I give you one from back in the day.
You can Google it. Look it up. Do stuff.
Oh, here's a problem. Remember? Right. You don't remember them used to saying they drinking that Dick Gregory?
He's not that old.
Dick Gregory was crazy.
Oh, so you know what he's talking about?
Yeah.
What are you talking about when you say you're drinking that Dick Gregory?
You on some bullshit right now.
Okay.
Good job, son.
Cut it out, man.
That's what the old heads used to say when you was a conspiracy theorist. No, no, no.
That didn't make sense to them. That they go into everything they were taught.
Hey, yo, slaves. That's safe for right now, bro. That's common sense right here. We could throw everything out the
window. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro. We could throw doctor's textbook out the window. That we talk from common sense, right? Okay. Breast milk, right? Breast milk help a baby. You know what I mean? Becomes like a kid. Breast milk help a baby become a kid, right?
I get the theory.
No, it's not a theory. See, you keep saying, no, it's not a theory, bro. You say it's a theory. But no, cow milk is a theory. Because first of all, cow milk is given to a foreign, to make a calf to become 40-some pounds. So why is it given to a human being?
Goat's milk go to a goat.
Every breast milk goes to a cow's milk. But you go, you call the woman breast milk a theory, though. Come on, bro. This is common sense. At this point, right? A woman breast milk given to a kid for a bowl of cereal. Why is that a theory? But you would give a cow milk. Come on, bro. Think about it.
Well, I was about to say,
Hold on a second.
You think about like this, right? If they bust you down with a nice little strawberry milkshake right now, and about like 20 minutes, your stomach gonna go. And then when you start doing that, that mean that when your body responds to shit like that, that mean that's something that's not supposed to be in your body.
Come on, bro.
When you sit there, and be like, Mom, I love the
adult. I ain't studying breast milk for 3 years ago when I started getting into what you call Dr. Africa. I did not have it, bro.
But what he's saying is,
people do not give kids breast milk for their cereal. Nobody get for their cereal. When I saw a kid eat breast milk in a cereal.
Not in my life.
Come on, exactly. And you go buy breast milk. You go buy breast milk online right now.
Here's the thing, right? It's only foreign and strange. Because you've been programmed to think a certain type of way.
Facts.
I've been programmed.
So, bro, you okay with motherfucking joking a cow out there, putting that bitch, and then fucking hold on. Before they give you cow milk, they got heated up, right? They got heated up to a certain amount of degrees, right? Okay, it becomes a fucking pus. Now it's a different substance now. And you okay with that?
And then I gotta foam this
up. Come on, bro. You okay with that, but you're not okay with breast milk.
That's what I'm used to.
Exactly, yo. What Bruce Lee say? You gotta bring a cup out, bro.
Whose breast milk are you drinking?
But you don't drink a cow breast milk. You never question the cow, though.
Let me ask you this, right? I get you asking him whose breast milk he drinking, right? But right now, right? Would you go outside and suck a cow titty, cow nipple to get milk?
It depends what situation I was in.
No!
But stop. That lets us know everything we need to know about this. Don't you dare. Stop talking. When the motherfucker say it depends on the situation, we don't want to know nothing about it.
I'm talking about for your kid to be healthy, right? I said that.
I'm not doing that on no regular shit.
What, bro. Cow?
Yeah.
But you're in the store, though. So you trust the store.
But the cow milk is in your refrigerator.
What breast milk?
What the?
Is breast milk in your fridge?
No, it's not, bro. First of all, it's high price, too, though.
Everything that's good for you costs more than the shit that's bad for you.
Anything organic costs more. I'm just saying, bro. Listen, bro. I'm going back for a reason, bro.
That dollar menu popping at McDonald's for a reason.
Word. I'm just saying, bro.
I get what you're saying. I'm just saying, to me, it's taboo to drink anybody's breast milk.
But you don't drink any cow breast milk.
Right.
That's making you sound bad, bro.
And then they hit you with the 100%. Then the 1% low fat.
Come on, bro.
All of that.
How you not gonna question what's coming from an animal that you would rather be fucking, here we go.
How are
conspiracy, hold up. A conspiracy theorist when it comes to a human being.
How the fuck are they labeling the breast milk, bro? Hold on, but let me ask you, you don't care about how they label it. I'm asking. They call it cow milk vitamin D. There's nothing vitamin D about it. You don't know nothing about regular milk. You just know they put on the label. Facts. Now there's a law saying that you have to put a nutrition facts on products now. But here's the thing, right? There's no nutrition facts on this motherfucker.
Liquor? Why they put it on here?
But my thing about it is this, right? Like, you think about it, right? Shit only sounds foreign when you never think about it. That's why, back to the moral of the story. All it takes is one person to say, why not? Why not? Why can't?
And my boy said, you don't even got to say why not, because my boy said that it's for sale already.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Because they told you needed it. If I ordered you a bottle of breast milk right now,
I would drink it. If you gave him a cup of regular milk
and gave him a cup of breast milk and said, which one are you going to drink?
Hold on.
Random cow milk. You know why?
Random cow milk.
Can I tell you why?
Just like random.
Can I tell you why? Can I tell you why, though? Listen, no.
Let me explain to him. You know it's breast milk. Listen, when you see people milking a cow, right?
They put the horns, whatever you put it on, on the nipples and start squeezing, right?
Right.
But yo, a woman, right? The milk comes out of really one nipple and it leaks a different substance out of another nipple. I mean, the tox coming out one side and the milk coming out one side and everything. That's nature, bro. So that means what's more trustworthy is that her body is letting you know that whatever, if she can fill this cup up on this side of the nipple, that's good fucking substance that's coming out of there.
Other shit we stay with.
Come on, bro. That's common sense, bro. And guess what? I ain't learned that in a school book either, yo, because you'll never find that in a school book. You got to go outside the box, bro. That's the only way you gotta go outside the box. I'll give you one of the breasts. Why not though?
Why every other animal except humans?
But who's like
animal milk?
Like, listen, the price is like it goes from like the grand, like it's like when you start, I said no. They don't do no skim milk, 1% and all that. They only do that shit with cow milk, bro.
What they do with that?
Listen, bro, listen, what I'm trying to say is it go by the ounces and everything, right? It's like the coke game, bro.
Right.
Like, I'm telling you, shit get more expensive the more ounces you buy.
We don't know shit about
coke. I just said the more ounces you buy, the more expensive the shit get. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
And we all know organic food costs more than the bullshit that we eat every day. It do. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Well, with that being said, you can follow us on Facebook at Drunk Owns Podcast, Instagram at Drunk Owns Podcast, Twitter at Drunk Owns Radio. You can go to drunkownspodcast.com.
This is it. Yo, 2020 is almost over.
I'm not quite sure if season 4 is going to end, but we're damn sure done for this year.
We'll fuck around and be back tomorrow. Oh,
nah. We might go live or something, but we ain't really going to go live. But, man, we thank everybody who was active in this Facebook Live tonight. We appreciate y'all.
Yep.
All y'all that tunes in and listen, that are subscribed, because that's the one thing we need more than anything else. We need y'all to like, follow, share, subscribe, review, comment, get involved, be active. You know what I mean?
Oh, you can read that.
You know, but I ran out of bars.
I was like, it's like,
I'm dead. I'm fucking dead.
Hey, yo, I want to give a listen. This is me, yo, the end of my the new year and everything. I want to give a shout out to everybody once again that passed away in this year, 2020. It's a hard year. Shout out to everybody.
Shout out to all y'all that died, and fuck them niggas that tried to say it was COVID related.
And yo, nice. I ain't getting to talk about it, yo. I ain't gonna give a shout out. This is not really for a shout out. This saying that fuck Black Lives Matter. Y'all got all the millions of dollars and never went to the community and everything. Boom. Look it up.
Not every community.
Go look it up. Like, it ain't winning nothing. You want ours.
Yeah,
you ain't go to ours.
You make it work how you want to make it work.
About $10 million?
Everybody can get a stack. You can drop a stimmy for the hood.
Word. Easy.
You can drop a stimulus for